Good afternoon, Nicole.
Good afternoon.
There was recently just a sports meet held in Hopedale. Could you tell us how that went?
It seemed to go really well. We got all teams arrive on time, which is kind of a rarity sometimes on the North Coast. So everybody got in on Thursday. We started right away with the table tennis, and everything went really smoothly. We were on schedule the entire weekend. We managed to have a dance for the kids after the banquet, and everybody got out on time. Smooth sailing.
Who came first?
ACMS and Hopedale came first, and this is the first time for us in about 5 years, I think.
What about second?
Second went to Nain, and actually it was a very tight race. It was only the difference of one northern game.
Third?
And third went to Mikovic JCAM.
Is there anything else you would like to add?
Sure. We had a number of different events. So we have regional qualifiers here at the fall meet for table tennis, cross-country running male and female, the volleyball male and female. And this year, actually today and tomorrow, traveling to the regional running will be JHMS and Nain.
Okay.
They also won the right to go to the male volleyball, so they'll be competing in the 3A division in November. And they also won the right to go to the table tennis in January. And those are all for regional competitions. So once they win those in Labrador, they get to go on to the provincials. And the regional winner for the girls volleyball was ACMS, so they'll be traveling in November. Normally, it's only 5 runners out of 6 get to travel. A running team is only 5 people, just like a table tennis is 8. And volleyball, you can actually take more people than the 6. So it's usually left up to the coach's discretion. Yet with the Northern Games, there's 5 for each meet. So this year, there was the seal crawl, the monkey dance, bong pull, back-to-back, and the push-ups. And the boys do the one-arm push-ups, the girls do the two-arm. And the top school for Northern Games was ACMS for both male and female this year. And Mikovic, JCM, took second place for both male and female. And then Nain, JHMS, took third for both male and female.
So just a full roundup of what happened at the sports meet?
A full roundup? Well, the schedule went as the student athletes arrived. We played table tennis, and we finished that by supper time on Thursday. We had an opening ceremony, so we had plenty of participation from the community. The RCMP were here, community choir, the JCRs led the teams in. Once we finished with the opening ceremonies, we moved into the volleyball, and we played our divisionals Thursday evening and Friday afternoon, and we had one game Saturday morning. We had a bit of weather for the run. It was up and down. I think we had everything from sunshine to rain to hail, but we went ahead with it just because in the regionals, no matter rain or shine, the run goes ahead. And after the run, we continued with our archery. So whoever did not compete in the table tennis competed in the archery. And once we finished the volleyball for the afternoon, we took a break and came back for the Northern Games, and that ran very smoothly. And we finished the volleyball on Saturday. We had lots of volunteers helping throughout the weekend for things like canteens, helping with the event, scorekeeping, and the banquet was no different. We had some volunteers from the school cook up the meal, and we had spaghetti and ice cream for dessert, and then we invited the public into our banquets. We had our awards ceremony Saturday evening, and the community was nice enough to have some volunteers and recreation to have a worker up here to have a dance for the students. And then Sunday, we all met up at the school, and we waited for the students to travel back. Overall, everything was on time. The events went very smoothly. We had a few ties this year, which was nice for the medals. We had to order some extra medals. I'd also like to acknowledge the graduates. So we recognize them in our banquet, and these are the students who are no longer eligible to participate either because of age or graduation. And we also recognize the most sportsmanlike team, which is voted on by their peers, and this year that went to Postville. And we had 2 winners for most sportsmanlike players. We no longer give out MVP. The way school sport is going now, we're going towards more fun, friendly, fair play. The competition is kind of shown by the medals around your neck. So this year we recognized James from Nain and Michaela from Riglett as the most sportsmanlike players. Congratulations to all those winners as well.
Did you hear from the students?
The students, you pretty much hear the same positive energy that you hear throughout the community and with the staff and with the coaches. You know, we love to mingle. You see kids coming off the plane and they're running to each other, all excited to see each other again. And the competition, no matter what happens on the court, I got to say the students are excellent. They're still, you know, they walk away, they're shaking hands, giving each other a pat on the back. They're excited for each other, cheering for each other. Only too excited to have some social time at the end of the meet to mingle and have a dance. Feedback I get from the students is that it's something that we definitely got to keep going.
I would like to thank you for giving your time to have an interview with me, Nicole.
No problem.
Have a nice day.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.